from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 12 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Topping our report this hour, amid the state's drought warning, firefighters have been finally getting the upper hand on a massive Jennings Creek wildfire that has been straddling the New Jersey-New York border. As of their latest update, the fire was about 75% contained. Over 5,000 acres have already burned. Historic homes that were threatened in North Jersey are now considered safe. Law enforcement officials in New Jersey hope steeper penalties put a good dent in the number of home break-ins. It's been about a month since a new law took effect targeting burglaries and home invasions.
The stronger laws mean stiffer penalties, including prison time. New Jersey Attorney General Matthew Platkin adds officials are sharing information about burglaries across jurisdictions to pick up on trends.
We are going to get this under control. We are going to keep folks safe. And most importantly, I want them to feel safe in their homes.
Morris County Prosecutor Robert Carroll says many times these crimes are the product of an organized operation. Juveniles are being hired to enter homes for valuables or key fobs.
We want to interrupt that cycle.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A 58-year-old Somerset County man has been sentenced to more than 7 years in federal prison for his role in scamming millions from the publicly funded New Jersey Traumatic Brain Injury Fund. C.R. Krause of Manville, formerly of Toms River, was convicted in April of 5 acts of health care fraud, 4 counts of tax evasion, and conspiracy to commit health care fraud. And Mike Tyson is set for his first sanctioned fight since 2005 as the 58-year-old former heavyweight champ takes on 27-year-old YouTuber turned boxer Jake Paul in Texas. The bout tonight is supposed to go 8 rounds and will stream on Netflix. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Clear skies this weekend. The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Going to continue to have the elevated fire danger today and especially Saturday due to the combination of dry weather, low humidity, and we are looking at winds to become breezy and even windier tomorrow. There is no red flag warnings just yet. An official fire weather watch is in effect, though. The rest of today will have the cloud cover gradually give way to more sunshine. Temperatures will be not far from 60. Then we're clear overnight, upper 30s over the interior, low 40s at the coast. Windy, as mentioned, tomorrow sunny, highs again near 60. On Sunday, we'll have sun mixing with some high-level clouds in the afternoon, generally low 60s expected. Some spots could get to the mid-60s, and then dry weather is going to persist Monday and Tuesday, mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Jeff Nordine.
And right now in Somerville, it's 53. Asbury Park, it's also 53. Woodbury is 54. Weather made possible by Lester Glenn Auto Group. Did you know that Lester Glenn Auto Group has locations in Toms River, Ocean Township, Freehold, and Seagirt? Treat yourself to a new vehicle this fall from the team that's dedicated to your experience. Get started at lesterglenn.com.
York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.